Now, in the studio today, we have Mandy Kershaw. Mandy has worked for nearly 10 years now as a fitness instructor. Mandy, a lot of our listeners have been writing in to ask how they can improve their poor concentration. What would you recommend for this problem, Mandy?
Well, fortunately, there are a lot of natural and easy ways you can help yourself to better concentration. First of all, make sure you're not trying to do too much at a time. You'll work far more productively if you take regular breaks. The first thing I always recommend is stopping for at least 15 minutes after you've done an hour of work. Walk around the room a bit, listen to the radio, make a cup of tea. You'll come back to your work feeling refreshed and ready to start again. Another easy tip is to listen to music while you work. Of course, some people can only work in silence, but research has shown that having some classical music on in the background can help improve concentration, even if you really would prefer to be listening to pop music. No other kind of music, some may be sorry to learn, seems to be as effective. Of course, basic daily lifestyle habits affect how well you are able to concentrate. People who exercise regularly work better too. You need to do plenty of exercise though. 20 minutes every couple of days is not enough. For it to really show results as far as concentration is concerned, 45 minutes a day is what is required. And it should be reasonably demanding exercise. Fast walking, for example. A leisurely stroll with a dog is good, but not good enough for really dramatic effects. How you eat is also, of course, very important. Don't leave it too long between meals, as this will lower blood sugar levels, with the result that your energy declines. So have regular snacks while you're working. The best thing is to have something that includes both protein and carbohydrate. A tuna sandwich, for example. This seems to have a more powerful effect on concentration than either protein or carbohydrate on its own. It's also important to ensure that you get plenty of those minerals that seem to aid concentration. Iron and zinc are particularly important. They're found in red meat, and if you don't eat much of this, then it might be advisable to consider taking a mineral supplement that includes iron and zinc. A good way of kick-starting your brain power is to surprise it. Get it going by learning something new. This could be a new language, for example, or indeed any other subject that you have not studied before. You'll be amazed at the effect that this can have on your brain's ability to cope with other tasks too. Finally, our ability to concentrate will be lessened if we are feeling under stress. You can help to minimize this by taking deep breaths until you feel that you are totally relaxed. Follow all this advice and you should slowly and surely notice that your powers of concentration are improving.
That is the end of part 2.